Hello and welcome to TNK Podcasts. I'm Saima Syed. Today we're looking at the rapidly unfolding situation in Iran, where protesters are continuing to defy a deadly government crackdown, despite reports of widespread violence and mass arrests. On Saturday night, people returned to the streets across Iran, even as verified videos showed intense clashes between demonstrators and security forces. According to footage reviewed by the BBC, the government appears to be escalating its response while enforcing a near-total internet shutdown. Iran's attorney general has warned that anyone taking part in protests will be treated as an enemy of God, a charge that carries the death penalty. Hundreds of protesters are believed to have been arrested since demonstrations began more than 2 weeks ago. What began as protests over rising inflation has now spread to more than 100 cities and towns. Demonstrators are openly calling for an end to clerical rule under Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has dismissed them as vandals acting in foreign interests. At the same time, Iran has imposed one of its most severe internet blackouts yet. Experts say access to both the global internet and the country's domestic network is now almost completely down, making it extremely difficult to verify information or report from inside the country. Still, some footage has emerged. Verified videos show protesters occupying streets in Tehran and clashing with security forces in cities like Mashhad. Gunfire can be heard, vehicles are seen burning, and protesters are taking cover behind makeshift barricades. Other clips show crowds chanting and banging pots in residential areas, a familiar sign of civil resistance. International reaction is growing. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States is ready to help, though he has not explained how. U.S. lawmakers, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have voiced strong support for the protesters. Meanwhile, Reza Pahlavi, the exiled son of Iran's last Shah, has urged people to continue protesting but to stay safe. Human rights groups say they are deeply concerned. Hospital staff have described overwhelming numbers of casualties, many of them young people. Dozens of deaths have been confirmed so far, including children. This is the most serious unrest Iran has seen since the 2022 protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini in police custody. Demonstrations that left hundreds dead and thousands detained. As the crackdown continues and information remains restricted, the true scale of what's happening may still be unfolding. You've been listening to TNK Podcasts. I'm Saima Syed. Thanks for joining us.